overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Kicking off hour two of overtime, live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you'd like to hop on the Next Door Home Group hotline here, be glad to speak to you about anything that's on your mind. Talking some Tennessee, Alabama in hour one. Finally, took us till Thursday. Malcolm, you have fun talking about that tomorrow.
It's going to be great, man.
It'll be tomorrow, by the way, lineup shakeup. I think we can officially confirm.
Yeah, we can officially confirm, man.
Malcolm, I'll let you announce it since you set this up a little bit.
Got a Cam Black, man. UT alum, going to be in the saddle.
Cam from Talk Sports making an overtime appearance. I think this is his overtime debut, I'm pretty sure.
Let's do it, man. I'm excited.
It's going to be fantastic.
I love Cam. He's cool.
Cam's fantastic. He can talk some NASCAR if you would like to talk NASCAR.
Bro, let's do it.
Do a turn and left, the overtime edition. if John and Cody wouldn't get mad if we stole their music, they probably would. So we might want to avoid that.
We got to avoid that.
But it'll be you, Cam, and Justin tomorrow. So, yeah, be sure to tune into those guys tomorrow. I'm going to be in Seymour. Not covering Seymour. I'll be covering the Kings Academy. That should be interesting.
It's going to be great.
Last time I was down there, home team got a win. So, you know what? Maybe my luck will transfer to Kings Academy. My luck didn't transfer last week, though, to poor Sevier County. Because they go down 21-0 in the first half because they lose three fumbles. They scratch back against Morristown East, make it 21-18. They get a pick when Morristown East is trying to kill some clock. They get all the way down to the 3-yard line, 7 seconds to go, and it's an interception.
Pick.
Yeah. I felt bad. I felt bad because I felt like it was my fault.
They're going to start banning you from the game.
I think they are. I think they actually might. At least from Sevier County. I've not seen one Sevier County win. Now, Seymour would be happy to have me.
You're their good luck for real, for real.
I've seen Seymour win.
Especially after South Doyle.
Oh, especially. I don't know. We shall see, but hopefully I'm good luck for Kings Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully so here. Guys, talk Tennessee football a lot in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with Tennessee sports here. Just kick off hour number two. But, again, getting a lot more excited about Tennessee basketball for sure. You had SEC Media Days down there in Beham this week. Saw a lot of good quotes. Tennessee basketball Twitter account, again, put together a fantastic video. I should say VFL Films put together a fantastic video.
Best in the business.
Man. Absolutely best in the business. So that was good to see. They put together a little video of the trip from Beham and back here. And now how about this to make yourselves feel good about this here, because not only are we probably feeling still generally good about Tennessee basketball here heading into this upcoming season, The Athletic, our friends at The Athletic, they conducted a poll at the SEC tip-off back on Wednesday. They were asking different players from all the different 14 teams about different basketball-related questions heading into this season. And how about this? So these players, I think there were 28 of them. I'll have to count the votes here. But it was a hefty sample size of players that The Athletic talked to. And one of the questions that they asked for their opinion on who in the conference has the best arena. Who would you say, off the top of your head, if you just saw that question, who would you think that about 30 odd so SEC basketball players would pick for the top arena?
It's got to be Rupp, right?
Would you say the same, Justin? Would you think just random SEC players would pick Rupp?
Yeah, I would think so, just from an atmosphere perspective.
Well, guess again. With 8 votes in first place here, Thompson, Bowling, Assembly Center, and Arena.
For real?
8 votes for best SEC arena. Just edging out Rupp Arena that had 7 votes. How about that? You don't see a lot of that. I mean, I know we have a better arena than Rupp.
I mean, they're just crazy up there.
My arena's not attached to some damn hotel, some damn mall. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. Third place. SuperGS is third place behind TBA and Rupp. I would think generally most people would think TBA and Rupp are the top two facilities in the conference. But who would you all think is third?
Auburn.
Nope. You're close, though. SEC West. I know there's no divisions in basketball, but just think football here. SEC West.
Alabama.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, Coleman's terrible.
I'm striking out right
Coleman's
now.
Terrible. You got a guess, Justin?
I'm staring at it.
Oh, he's staring at it. Got one more guess, Malcolm. SEC West.
Oh, LSU. Arkansas?
It's Bud Walton Arena. Bud Walton's fantastic.
Wow.
Bud Walton's pretty big. Arkansas, dedicated basketball fan base. And I know they have a lot of history there, but there's been mediocre times for Arkansas recently.
I've never been to Fayetteville. I need to get out there.
I'm good if I never go to Fayetteville, Arkansas my entire life. I'm fine if I don't go to the state of Arkansas my entire life. No.
You're straight on it?
No offense, but you can talk to Arkansas native Cody McClure. I don't know how many amazing things he'll say about his home state. I'm sure there's great places everywhere. I'm good staying out of Fayetteville. I'm sure Little Rock is fine. Little Rock's a big city.
Yeah.
Fayetteville? No, I'm good.
What's a bigger city, Little Rock or Knoxville?
Oh, it's Little Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Little Rock, man. Little Rock's capital.
Okay.
Well, it's Knoxville, just sub 200,000. Little Rock's population is
198,000.
Do what?
Little Rock, 198,000 is what I'm seeing.
So, yeah, so slightly more in the metropolitan area is 78th in terms of population in the U.S., about 738,000 or so. Okay, not that much bigger than Knoxville, but yeah, it is bigger. And they're a capital. That's probably going to happen. I just got a text from Cody. I wonder what he said. Shout out to Cody for listening, by the way. Okay. He's trying to get me to visit, I guess. He says, Northwest Arkansas is pretty. Kind of like here with the mountains. Oh, but the rest of the state is trash.
Mm.
Okay, so a double-edged sword. He did say that Fayetteville isn't bad. You know what? Here's the thing. I might give it a chance that they have a good bar scene. Make me forget I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas. There you go. That's perfect. But yeah, Bud Walton's fantastic, though. Capacity of Bud Walton. How about this? Since 2009, 19,368. Not that far behind Rupp and TBA. And again, they have a dedicated fan base. It's a tough place to win. It's a very tough place to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when Mike Anderson was coaching there, they just couldn't win away from Bud Walton. And then they actually started losing games at Bud, so they had to fire him. But now they got Musselman from Nevada. And they're very excited about him.
Let's see.
But they got six. Auburn Arena, fourth place with 3 first place votes. I'm guessing it's just because it's so small, it makes it louder.
Yeah.
And it's kind of new, so I'm sure it's nice. Again, I've never been. Aren't there a lot of seats in Auburn Arena where you can't see most of the court, though? And I think there's some seats like that in TBA, too, but Auburn Arena's smaller. So if it's like a sellout, you're not going to see all the courts.
It's like that at TBA at the top, specifically. Because I know there's like this little awning that like cuts off.
You know where it's bad for seats like that?
Where?
The Civic Coliseum when you're watching an Ice Bears game.
Oh, yeah?
If you sit close enough to the ice, if you're sitting right behind one of the nets, you literally cannot see any of the net below you.
But you're in the house, TC.
I'm good
on it.
I've set seats like that. You just have to watch the crowd's reaction to see if it's a goal or not.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
So, let's see. So, yeah, only 4 arenas get multiple votes. Again, TBA with 8, Rupp with 7, Bud Walton with 6, Auburn Arena gets 3. A bunch of other votes get single votes. Got the surprising here, the O-Dome at Florida only had 1 vote. It's not the same since they remodeled it.
Yeah.
Old Dome used to be a madhouse when Billy D was killing it there, Joe Kim Noah and all of them. Because they,
that seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does.
They only vote for the Old Dome came from Vandy guard Aaron Naismith, who said, Florida fans do their research. They know about you. They're loud, and they're right there pretty close to the floor. They were there 45 minutes before the game started while we were warming up in our ear the whole time. And then Georgia guard, talking about Auburn, Tyree Crump said, "I love the crowd at Auburn. They're always talking trash. I like that type of stuff." But he said, "It's a disgrace. They say a lot of bad things, but I like it."
They're a disgrace, but I like it.
But I like it.
Think of the O-Dome, though. Before they did the big remodel, it's now Exact Tech Arena, by the way. The whole naming rights still when they remodeled it. I mean, it looks nice, but I just remember the old O-Dome. And they still have the student section like this. They do put their student section very close, and you see it on TV. They are right there. That's the worst thing about TBA is where the student section is.
You don't like the location of the student section?
No, I don't. I mean, if they keep that one section, it's fine. They need to make it closer. They need to put some more actual student seats that
are actual seats
you can get more rowdy at on the, you know, down the baselines, I guess. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's already at the baseline down like the side of the court. You know what I mean.
You know what stadium arena I kind of like? Vanderbilt. For some reason, I just love the way it looks. I don't know. Weird. I would hate to play there, though. Hate to play there. But it just looks cool on TV.
People hate to play there not because of, like, the fans or anything like that. It's because it's just a weird place.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's just so different.
Your place can't be an advantage because it got grandfathered in because it's so damn old. Get out of here. It's an opera house. It's a theater. It looks like the Tennessee Theater when you look at the seats.
It's literally like
it down. Shouldn't exist. It shouldn't exist.
It's kind of high schoolish a little bit. That's how my high school is set up.
I would describe it as high schoolish. Yeah. I feel like it just kind of like radiates. Isn't their floor like yellow?
It is very, very gold. I
mean, they have the raised floor and just.
I feel like it just like the air in there just is just like radiating just. It's like mustard, just radiating around.
Radiating mustard.
Our very own Cam Black just told us that Arkansas does have a good bar scene.
Okay, I'm in.
All right.
Okay, Woo Pig, I will see you Fayetteville. I probably will never go to Fayetteville. I don't know what would bring me out there. Because, I mean, I guess the next time we go to Arkansas, but when's that going to be? That's not next year, is it? I think did they come here next year?
I feel like, when was the last time? Well, we played them 2016 because Evan Berry.
15.
Was 15.
Because that was right after Florida. I was there.
Back to back.
I was there and I actually thought we were going to do something. And
I will never forget Preston Williams for that drop. I'm sorry.
You just reminded me of it. Thanks.
Okay. Let's see. When is Tennessee?
I don't think I'll go there even if we play them.
Yeah,
it's just like Arkansas is just in a horrible spot geographically in the U.S., just being in the exact middle. You got to drive all the way across Tennessee. It's tough to get there.
We do go to Arkansas next year.
Halloween.
Ooh.
Let's make that move, gentlemen.
Okay, we might make a trip sooner.
Pass.
Justin, are you in?
No.
You don't want to spend your Halloween Saturday in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
No. I don't like Halloween, and I definitely don't want to go to Arkansas.
You're not a Halloween fan. Interesting. What don't you like about Halloween? Are you scared?
I'm anti-horror, anti-spooky. I think it's childish.
Justin Feist, not a big fan of spooky season.
Nope.
Justin Feist doesn't even believe in spooky season.
I'm a known spooky hater.
You a Halloween guy?
Sort of, yeah. It's not my favorite holiday, but I'd put it on my Mount Rushmore, my favorite holiday, sure. I'm Christmas guy all the way. I'm a sucker for Christmas.
Give me Thanksgiving all day, every day.
I do love Thanksgiving. It's also on the Mount Rushmore. I'm not trying to be too cliche. I also like the 4th. I love the 4th.
You love the 4th of July?
I love the 4th.
Give me Labor Day. I'm a Labor Day guy.
Labor Day weekend for the start of college football is pretty good.
Yeah.
I stopped trick-or-treating when I was like 8 because I thought it was like childish. And so I was just like 8 years old giving out candy because I like – wanted to be an adult.
Are you an old man, Justin Feist?
That was me.
Mm-mm. Going back, wrapping up this talk here. Here is a comment from Kentucky's EJ Montgomery talking about TBA. He said, "We couldn't hear each other, couldn't hear coach because it was that loud in there." Talking about the last time that Kentucky made a trip to TBA, which, of course, an almost 20-point blowout in favor of the Vols. Montgomery said, "Everyone is going crazy. Everyone is against you, and you got to play your best to get a win there for sure." Oh, that was talking about that quote was from the first one was from Montgomery. Who is this one?
Second one was from
Nembhard,
yeah.
So that's two different players right there. How about that? I mean, your University of Tennessee Volunteers at TBA, they have the nation's longest home winning streak in college basketball. 26 games, top three in attendance. I'd say it's a pretty good atmosphere.
It's really good.
I do say so myself. The only thing that's keeping it from being just, you know, up there with like the elite venues is because Tennessee basketball is an all-time elite. We're not blue blood. You know, that's what will separate arenas from each other. Because obviously one of the reasons that Cameron Indoor Stadium is iconic is because, well, think of the team that plays there.
Yeah.
Same thing for Dean Smith Center.
Allen Fieldhouse.
Oh, easily yeah. Allen.
Does Cameron Indoor sell alcohol yet? I don't think so. Point Tennessee.
I thought the ACC changed rules.
I don't know, man.
UNC football is selling alcohol.
I don't know, man. That was a rhetorical question. I'm going to let that lay for my point.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough here. Well, how about that TBA Elite House, if I do say so myself?
I mean, next 4 years are going to show us exactly, you know, how good this atmosphere is.
I'd like to keep that win streak going. Yeah. I'd like to keep that rolling.
Well, Tennessee has just always done well against Kentucky, specifically these last 5 years.
Four in a row, man. Four in a row.
It's crazy. Crazy.
That's one of the things. I'm not nervous when we play Kentucky at home. Especially these last couple of years, I know we're going to win. It's just something. They just can't win here anymore.
It's just mental, I think. Like, Coach Cal knows, like, exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It's just mental.
I love that home court advantage. Love to see it for sure here. 865-546-8200. Take the first break of hour number two. Rolling along here. We will be with you until 8 o'clock. 865-546-8200 to call the Next Door Home Group Hotline. Be back with more overtime on Fan Run Radio after this. Back in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios for overtime. It's almost a weekend. Tomorrow is Friday, so pick you up some Truly for your weekend. Make sure you are well stocked. 13 varieties to choose from. I've seen a lot of people on the Twitter machine. They're asking us. They're asking different people, you know, what should I get this time? It's a toss-up between a wild berry pack or a citrus pack. Or maybe you go tropical.
I'll say citrus
pack. Or maybe you just go all in and get the rosé.
Just go crazy.
If you got a Sam's Club card, you can get a 24-pack that features 8 different flavors for $26, I
think.
Look
at Justin Feist, the man of the people.
Let's go swipe that Sam's card. Get you a 24-pack of Trulies.
Well, you got the key to the streets,
about
boy.
A 24-pack for about $26, so do the math, just slightly over a dollar per Truly. I'd say that's a fantastic
deal.
Yeah,
you got to go get that.
I'd say that is absolutely fantastic deal. I got curious, by the way, and before I go through this little bar list here, I forgot to tell you more about Truly. Of course, tap the sign here. Oh, look at that. Very smooth.
Thank you.
About knocked it over, but
I did.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's still standing.
It's perfect. Still standing. I don't know where I was going to go with that. But Truly, 100 calories, less than a gram per sugar, and less than 2 carbs, 5% ABV. It won't weigh you down. You know, signs weigh down a little bit, but it won't weigh you down. It will not weigh you down when you drink some Truly. So drink what you truly want. Put it in the rotation. And hell, if you want a ditch lot beer, that's fine too, because Truly is a good replacement as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, back to this little Fayetteville VAR scene. I just got curious. Look, best Fayetteville VARs here. And Cody McClure, our Arkansas native Cody, he told me a suggestion that Dixon Street has great bars.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and assume Dixon Street's kind of like Fayetteville Strip. Or Fayetteville's old city. I'm not entirely sure here. The first three that pop up on Google all have pretty good reviews here, at least 4-star. You have Doghouse Bar and Grill, Louis Sports Pub.
Ooh.
And a place like this just sounds good. Smoky Bones Bar and Fire Grill.
Oh, I know they got something going on over there.
Would you believe with the name like Smoky Bones, they serve barbecue? Because they serve barbecue is what it says. Yelp has the 10 best bars in Fayetteville. You know what? I've slowly convinced myself. Halloween Fayetteville, winnable game, I would hope, next year.
Man, I would hope, man.
Arkansas football's very bad like we are. Might be worse. Chad Morris is pretty bad as a head coach. I would think it's a winnable road game. One of the most winnable SEC West Road games you can certainly have. Let's see. They have the piano bar. Oh, that's a sponsored thing, but it is on Dixon. It's like I see like pianos, piano players dueling pianos while you go out and drink. Number one here, Vault. Number two is the Nines. That's a wine bar. I ain't going somewhere for a wine bar. Who do you think I am? This place called Sideways. This looks like my place. It's on Dixon, like Cody was telling me about. It looks like it's cheap. Take me to a place called Sideways. That looks like my place. Just give me some cheap domestic light beer and call it a day. Call it a night. That's what would happen. So I don't know.
Cam said that Arkansas has a pretty cool track and field facility. Randall Tyson Track Center?
That doesn't surprise me. Arkansas has like one of the best, probably the best all time track and field program in the country. I think them and UCLA are like probably like up there for one and two.
That's awesome.
That doesn't shock me. That does not shock me there. So I don't know. Plan that out next Halloween. Only a year away. Y'all do anything? Well, I know Justin's not doing anything for Halloween. He just told us how much he hated Halloween last
year. Are
you actually doing something?
I will be dragged to some type of costume party by my significant other.
Are you going to play along and actually get a costume, or are you going to be that guy who doesn't have a costume?
I don't know. I think I just donated my last pair of like high school baseball pants to Carm the other day when I was
Good on you for donating.
I don't know if I have any like of the ingredients to just string together like a baseball player costume.
Generic baseball player costume.
I still have my overall. Last year, me and my friends did a bar crawl on Halloween. I was Luigi. One of my friends was Mario. One of them was Peach.
Classic.
Not Peach. Toad. And so that was fun. I still got my Luigi overalls and green hat, so maybe I'll do that.
Oh, you know what I'm doing. I would like to do something like that. I'd have to gather a costume, though.
That's the thing. Like, I spent, like, last year for it, I spent, like, $25-something on the overalls, and then the pack for, like, the Luigi mustache, hat, and gloves was, like, $20, and I was like, I'm never going to wear this again, but I guess I'm spending $50 for a Halloween costume and then spending money to go drink at bars, too.
Justin, man, you can't put a price on trip.
Yeah, there was not. that was not drip, but it was a fun night, though. We like, made cardboard boxes and, like, strung string through them to, like, wear on our shoulders, so we had, like, carts, so it was, like, a Mario Kart thing.
Okay, that is – you got any photos? I'd like to.
Yeah, like to see. I'll show you at some point.
I like ingenuity like that when it comes to costumes.
Yeah, I have, like, one friend in my friend group that's, like, always trying to, like, do stuff like that, so he was the mastermind.
That's cool.
Keep that friend close, man.
Absolutely. I've done things on Halloween the past few years. The last time I actually dressed, it's been 5 years since I had a real costume, guys. You want to know who I was the last time I actually wore a costume?
Who were you?
I was then Texas Tech head coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliffy. You have the Oakleys?
I had Ray-Bans.
Uh-huh.
I had Ray-Bans. I made sure to like shave a few days before that, so like I had like the stubble that he had at the time. Fixed my hair like him. I had a Texas Tech long sleeve, and I got like a little headset, and I was just Cliff Kingsbury. It's the dumbest costume I've ever had. I still have that Texas Tech shirt. I wear it sometimes when it gets cold.
My last semester in school, I was Mr. Incredible. It's probably my best costume.
You can definitely pull that off. Yeah. I need to see pics of that.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Okay. Yeah. I'd definitely like to see that. Guys, what's the best college football game this weekend? What are you most looking forward to? Because maybe the one advantage of a 9 o'clock kickoff, you get the whole day to watch other stuff uninterrupted. We don't have a lot of ranked versus ranked. You actually have almost a top 15 matchup in the Pac-12, 6 o'clock kickoff. Number 13, Utah. Against all of a sudden, The 5-1, number 17, Arizona State Sun Devils and Herm Edwards.
Interesting.
I'm just looking at the schedule. It's not really a good.
Not a whole lot.
Honestly, man, give me that Pac-12, that Colorado at Washington State.
Wazoo's lost 3 in a row.
I know. I want to see Mike Leach break out of him. That's my guy.
I would definitely think that the Cougs take care of Colorado. Colorado's been reeling a little bit there. And it is back in Pullman, so that is good.
I'm looking at Gators Gamecocks. It's at South Carolina, and they're definitely got some momentum rocking with them.
That's for sure. Florida trying not to have another letdown after that loss to LSU. Your big ABC nightcap game, or your primetime game, I should say, 7:30 kickoff. Number 7, undefeated Penn State. They're hosting number 16, Michigan. Why do I feel like Penn State's going to blow out Michigan?
Because it's primetime game, Jim Harbaugh.
That's what he does.
This is being described as a must-win for Jim Harbaugh by some Michigan folk.
There's a lot of them who want to fire him over there. And that, I mean, they really do. I mean, when you look at his record, you think those people are smoking crack. Like, for real, because if you would just look at his record at Michigan,
mm-hmm.
he's 43-15. He's 43-15.
And like 7 of those have kind of been fluky, those losses.
A lot of them. You can point to a lot. But what's the first things you're going to think of in Michigan? They're going to look, hey, look, well, yeah, first thing's Ohio State. You're already, oh, and he's what, 0-4 against Ohio State already. You haven't, last year was the first time you finished higher than 3rd in the Big Ten East, but you still didn't even get a trip to the Big Ten championship game, your co-champions. You still didn't even get a trip. So no wins over Ohio State. Not really been in position to win your conference yet. I say patience is running out.
Yeah.
And they're paying him a whole lot.
A lot of money.
Again, guys, he's expensive Butch. He's expensive Butch, who's a slightly better coach.
Another matchup I'm looking at, man. Two first rounders probably going at it in Justin Herbin and Jacob Eason. Oregon taking on Washington.
Big rivalry, that one.
Yeah.
Big one. Washington had the longest losing streak to Oregon until a few years ago. There were like so many parallels in that rivalry between those two and us in Florida. We ended our losing streaks to I think they ended theirs in 2016 as well. They had a 12-game losing streak. Now, they ended theirs in a way I would have loved to beat Florida. I don't know if you remember, they ended their losing streak to Oregon by dropping 70 on them.
Okay.
70.
Enough is enough. That's what they said.
It's going to be different this time around. That is a top 25 matchup. Look at the Pac-12 having some intriguing matchups this weekend. What's become of the Pac-12? It's actually exciting to watch. Did I speak too soon?
I think you might have spoke too soon.
Maybe. They're just going to like crap all over the place this weekend, aren't they?
SEC is definitely going to, in the later parts of the season, resurge. But right now, yeah, Pac-12 is here for now.
Y'all are going to have game picks tomorrow, but I'm going to lead this segment asking this question.
Okay.
Noon o'clock, ABC kickoff here. Is this a potential trap game? Is this potential upset alert? I'm talking about your number 3 defending national champion Clemson Tigers with the nation's longest winning streak going on the road to Louisville. Okay, Scott Satterfield. A little bit better than expected so far in the first half of the season. 4-2. Now the Tigers are a 24-point favorite. That looks like a game. Ugh. Louisville, you know, they might give a little surprise. I don't know. Am I crazy?
I mean, I definitely don't think Clemson is who they've been in past years, and Trevor Lawrence appears to have regressed, so nothing would surprise me. Malcolm, you picked FSU over Clemson last week, so what do you think?
I sure did, and I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. Listen, man. Dabo, he is actually having 2 kickers. So if he's that pressed over the kicking game, you don't think he's on everybody else in that football complex? I mean, he, I'm sure, is like, you know how your dad or your mom is just, da-da-da, yeah. he's that dad right now. So Clemson rolls big.
He's taking after the general's game maxims. Press the kicking game. Here's where the breaks are made.
He's exposing details right now because he knows that, hey, my guys are going to drop one. Let's not make it to somebody ridiculous. So
true. What'd you got, Justin?
FSU beat Louisville 35-24.
They did. I saw that.
Late September, so...
Louisville's been better the last 2 weeks, though. Their offense has really been clicking. They had to score 62 points to upset Wake Forest. Yes, I did say upset Wake Forest. Because Dave Clawson did have the Deacons ranked in the top 20.
That's crazy.
Been a weird season so far for some of the rankings. SMU's ranked.
Baylor is ranked at 18th.
Baylor's undefeated as well.
Baylor.
App State is ranked as well.
Hey, shout out to Boone, man.
Shout out. Boone, North Carolina. Fantastic town. Hit a break here. Play the birthday game on the other side, Malcolm versus Justin. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. Play birthdays here on Overtime, October 17th. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you that this segment of the show is brought to you by KC Kitchen Center, brought to you by the founder of Knoxville Stone Interiors, Kelly Milligan. They got the brand new showroom up and running smoothly, 1502 Kingston Pike out in historic Bearden, across from Food City, next to Pelican Snowballs. Come in, browse the selection of countertop options, granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass. They have it all, and they're always going to give you the best value in Knoxville. And also, they have the brand new features as well, Creative Classroom, that they have classes at. You can learn how to use new appliances. You can create new projects and create new recipes as well. And if you need space for any type of get-together, a meeting, a trunk sale, some type of party, wedding shower, baby shower, even full-blown weddings as well. Even if you want to go all out. It is a chapel. It is a chapel right there. They got plenty of room to rent in their event center. You can find out everything about the new KC Kitchen Center at kckitchencenter.com. Browse everything from slabs to when the event center is available, all that good stuff. And if you like a free in-home countertop estimate, just give them a call at 865-971-5800-971-5800. Showroom hours 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday. They will be open on Saturday from 9 until 2. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting, KC Kitchen Center. Let's play some birthdays, y'all.
Let's do it.
So, Malcolm, you got the dub yesterday.
Yep.
What was the winning question?
Wayne Gretzky.
That was right. We had to go to a third this day in history.
We did.
That is right.
Because Justin, he was down, and then just when he gets in history mode, it's like Drake in album mode. You just don't want to see it.
Well, I will tell you about the this day in history question. I have one that's only going to be used as a bonus, just in case we have to do a tiebreaker, because we have five birthdays. It is a very solid day. Okay. I would grade this as an A-.
Twitter gave one away today. Not going to lie to you.
Again, it's all fair game.
Okay.
It's all fair game. Start off here. First off, he is 50 today. He is 50. This might give it away here. He is a Haitian rapper, musician, and actor. He is one of the founding, I don't know if he was one of the founding members, but he first achieved fame as a member of the New Jersey hip-hop group, the Fugees.
Wyclef Jean?
Is Wyclef Jean. Sure enough. Been a solo artist, bunch of stuff, politically involved as well. I didn't know about that. Did you know he tried to file for candidacy for the 2010 Haitian presidential election? However, the Electoral Commission ruled him ineligible to stand for office.
Because he was like in the U.S.
Like
for
a residential requirement,
yeah.
Remember him, iconic. And again, we go back to Chappelle references here, the making the band. Died on. Choked out Wyclef, man. He choked him out. You're too close. Think about who are the five best rappers of all time? Dylon. He spits hot fire. Wyclef, happy birthday, 50 years old. Malcolm's on the board first. Just keep this with some musicians here. He's 61 today. He's a country music icon. He's a legend. Big in the 90s, throughout the 2000s as well. I know y'all both aren't big in the country, so initials might help. I will tell you, he's sold over 75 million records worldwide. He's definitely one you probably heard of. Initials, AJ. AJ. It's really known for post 9/11, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, his song. Tearjerker. AJ.
2020 resolution is to get my country game and baseball game right.
I only include it on here because he is a legend. Five.
I'm going to know it, but I don't know it.
Alan Jackson.
Oh, that's like my friend's favorite. Haven't I? Isn't that one of my go-to, just that I throw out there?
It is.
It is.
It is, bummer, bro.
Such a shame. Such a shame. Still 1-0. Malcolm has the lead. Three more birthdays. RIP to this legend right here. He would have been 81 today. He is probably the most notorious American stunt performer of all time. He passed away in 2007. He attempted in his career more than 75 ramp-to-ramp motorcycle jumps.
Evel Knievel.
It is Evel Knievel.
Wow.
Born Robert Craig Knievel, known professionally as Evel Knievel. Evel spelled with an E instead of an I. From Montana. Probably has to be the most famous person from Montana, I'm sure. I can't name anyone else off the top of my head from Montana.
Yeah, it's real live up in here in Montana.
Happy birthday, Evel Knievel. Tied at 1. Two more birthdays. She is 36 today. This English actress. Let me get some movie roles here. She's most known recently a few years ago. She was the leading role in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. She's also been in films such as, let's see here, she was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. She performed as Jane Hawking in The Theory of Everything, the Stephen Hawking movie.
It's not Scarlett Johansson.
It's not okay. ScarJo. It's not ScarJo. That's like her two biggest roles right there.
I'm out.
I'll help you out. Initials, FJ.
Fiona Johnson.
And Felicity Jones.
Here we go.
Nice.
All right. Boom, boom, still boom. Tied at one here. Well, it all comes down to this, I guess. I don't even have to use this day in history because I know someone's going to get this one. Be ready at the mics. In 3, 2, 1. He's 47 today.
Marshall Mathers.
It's Marshall Mathers. It's Eminem.
I'm sorry, Justin.
It's all good.
I knew which one you were talking about when you said Twitter gave that one away.
XXL tweeted it out at like 7 a.m. this morning. It was like, you know.
It's how I feel.
It's Marshall. It's Shady. It's the GOAT.
Yeah.
It's Rabbit. I mean, it's whatever you want to call him. 47. We are going to live in a lifetime where we see a senior citizen Eminem. And I don't know how I'm going to handle
please
that.
Please stop making music, Em. Like, put down the pen. Enough. You good, bro.
That's true.
You are fine.
First Eminem song I ever heard.
Really?
Mine was mine, too.
Really?
I was 7. On YouTube. I was 7. I saw the music video on MTV.
My dad used to pick me up, and he used to have the Slim Shady LP in the back, and my mom was like, can you cut that off? Like, our son is 4.
I always say raise them right when they're young, but yeah, that's too young.
Yeah.
That's too young, Malcolm.
Here we are.
I do have like a confession when it comes to that. Speaking of too young, my cousin, this is back in the days where you obviously let burn mixtapes onto like your CDs and stuff like that, just from like a blank disc. And one of the songs that was on one of them was Cowboy from Kid Rock.
Okay.
And I learned the lyrics to that when I was like 6. Yeah. You're not supposed to listen to that when you're 6.
No.
A lot of references to a lot of alcoholic beverages, drugs, prostitution. I mean, obviously, I don't have a concept of that when I'm that young, but my mother did.
Yeah.
When I played it, and she's like, no. Eject. Because I got a little bit of trouble for letting me listen to that.
It's okay. It's worth it. It gave you some character, some culture.
So Eminem for you, Kid Rock for me.
Listen to Eminem.
Both from Detroit. How about that?
Everybody from the 313, put your hands up and rock with me, whatever he said in AMO.
Something like that.
You get it.
I'm just not hearing the Beat the Shook ones.
He's scared to death. He's scared to look. He's shook.
I cannot anymore. Oh, man. Congrats to Malcolm.
Thank you, man.
Takes home the birthday game today. Call it quits on the other side here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Hop on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Last chance. And we will close out the Thursday edition of Overtime when we return. Kid Rock. Oh, he's a thing. And he was a bigger thing. Kid Rock. I'll never forgive him for ruining two songs at the same time when he came out with All Summer Long about 10 years ago. At the same time, man, just to ruin both Sweet Home Alabama and Werewolves of London. Two classic songs.
Classic.
Kid Rock.
Kid
Rock. I wish you really would have ran for Senate up in Michigan.
Could you imagine?
Yes, Senator Rock now has the floor. He's come strolling through. Pyro.
Yeah!
He's got shades. He's shirtless. He's got his little fedora on. He's walking with his pimp cane like he used to. What? He really exists. That's a real thing here. Closing out the show. Last segment on Thursday. Last segment for me until Monday. But you know how it is on Friday. Out in the field, covering high school football. Malcolm Justin and Cam Black of Talk Sports are going to have you covered tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They got you covered tomorrow, so be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock to listen to them. And this final segment of the show is brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Services. This football season, don't let your lights get knocked out. You should do the smart thing. Call Lloyd's Electric Service by a Generac automatic standby generator. Because Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facility Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. And now at their second location in Morristown, they have the service too, with great financing options available. Owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or just go online to LloydsElectricService.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority. Got a couple callers on the line, Justin, don't we? We only have one. I thought you had another phone call. That's fine, because we are always glad to talk to who is on the line right now. We got Roger on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Roger, good evening, buddy. What you got for us?
First of all, I want to say, how y'all doing tonight?
Roger, doing fantastic, my friend. Hope you're doing great as well.
Yeah, doing fine. Is Malcolm Dyer?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Rog? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to talk to you. I enjoy listening to you talk to you.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoy talking to you, man. I really do.
Thank you. You too. Y'all too. I just wanted to ask you real quick. I know you have time, so I'll hold it. I want to ask you about the game Saturday night. I want to ask you, Malcolm. I know they're a big underdog. I just wanted to ask you, I know everybody's not, Tennessee is going to win, but I just wanted to ask you, what, for us to compete, I just want to ask you, Malcolm, what can Tennessee do to, I know they played pretty good last week. I just wanted to ask you, what can we do to compete in this game? I know we can make it, I know we're a big underdog, but what can we do? Keep the game closer early, keep it from getting embarrassed for us competing in there. What can we do to stay in the game, you think, early, stay in the game for a while?
For me, personally, man, I think that you have to play keep away from this Alabama offense. You cannot let them on the field. You have to control the line of scrimmage and take some deep shots when you have the options. I mean, Tanner, what would you say to add on to that?
I would go back to what I said when we first talked about potential game plan. You really, first and foremost, you have to try your best to establish the run, because for the first time in a while, at least possibly looking at this Alabama defense and what you can do against them, you could move the ball on them. You do have the weapons to move the ball on them. This offensive line's been playing with a lot of confidence. So if you're able to do that and everyone has to be clicking. Offensive line has to have an A-plus game. Three of your running backs have to have A-plus games as well. If you're able to do that and take control of that time of possession the best you can, I mean, obviously, it just makes logical sense that the less Alabama's offense is on the field, the less Tua has time just to dump it off on a slant route to any of those four great wide receivers, and they can house it. The less time they have to do that, the better. Now, I don't think you're going to win doing that. However, you can cover, which is fine. Sure, why not?
Sure.
Cover that 5-touchdown spread right now. Roger, anything else? Anything else for us, man?
No, not a whole lot. Just I hope we can compete. Compete tomorrow. Sorry, night. And what's your Malcolm? What do you think we're gonna have? We think the game for his game and the game plan. What kind of game plan you think Tennessee would? If you put, what kind of game plan would you do in this game? Sorry, night, Malcolm.
Thank you for the question, Roger. We appreciate you, man. But for me, as far as if I'm Pruitt, game plan is simple. Do not take chances. Do not blitz this man to a – you stand back, you send three, and you let him make decisions, honestly. And if he picks you apart, cool. And you don't let your defender behind you. If you get 10 defensive pass interference penalties, fine.
So be it.
Fine. I don't care. Do not give up the home run ball at all.
This might be the first time I would be completely fine with us just rushing three the whole night.
Rush, I mean, two, if you want to. If you want to put Darrell Taylor in coverage, I don't care. I mean, yeah, you're going to probably give up 900 rushing yards.
Line up there in a 1-5-5, you know.
Straight up.
Just go ahead. Just put Aubrey Solomon, your sole down lineman, out there.
And let him go to war.
Drop him into coverage, too. Why not?
And just freak out these linemen, man. Do it. I don't care, man.
What are they going to do? They have nobody to block. It might be it. Just act like idiots out there. Maybe that might confuse them. Maybe get a touchdown.
I want to see the Junkyard Dog do a cartwheel before they snap the ball, so it kind of freaks them out.
I know what video you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
The high school dude. Yeah. That big old boy out there doing them cartwheels.
And he's an athletic. He's athletic.
Didn't that guy finish doing the splits?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, I guess I got to get my prediction.
Let's hear it, man.
Oh.
I dare you to pick Tennessee.
No, you're out of your mind here. 41-14, Bama.
You're so generous.
41-14, Bama. Vols covered.
Nice.
Go Vols, get that covered.
Nice.
That's what I'm asking for right now. Malcolm, Justin, and Cam Black will have you covered on Overtime tomorrow, so be sure to listen to them. I'll see you on Monday. Mm-hmm. But for Malcolm Harris and Justin Feist, I'm Jared Carson. Stay tuned for Thursday Night Football here on Fan Run Radio.